Getting into a good college has become, in our time, the most controversial process facing young men and women bound for higher education. Does the admissions process, with all of its stress, deliver what it promises for society at large, for students, and at what price, in the form of life-threatening stress for teens? Does anyone like the current situation? How would some radical changes in the process make it a better predictor of success in college? Richard Weisbord thinks he has an answer. He's a professor at Harvard University's School of Education and co-author of a new report on changing college admissions, turning the tide, inspiring concern for others, and the common good through college admissions.
We have been doing surveys of high school students. We now have surveyed probably 20,000. One of the questions that we ask them is, what's most important to you, achieving at a high level, being a caring person, or happiness? We also ask them to rank what's most important to your parents. You know, about 20% of kids ranked caring first. That means 80% of kids said that achievement or happiness was more important to them than caring for other people. They were even more likely to think that their parents would prioritize achievement and happiness over their caring. So, you know, I think that we have really elevated achievement and happiness as the primary goals of child raising. Those are the messages that our kids are getting. And concern for others, concern for the common good has been demoted or sidelined, maybe to a degree that's unprecedented in our history. And at some point, you know, it dawned on me that the college admissions process is one of the only rites of passage we have in this country. It is a very powerful opportunity to send different messages to kids.
And what things would you change to begin to achieve the overall goal? And it is, again, a daunting one that you have underscored in this report.
Well, the two things that we are really calling for in the report are meaningful ethical engagement, concern for others, concern for the common good, and meaningful intellectual engagement. It's not about long brag sheets. It's not about how many achievements that you can rack up. And, you know, right now, there are a lot of kids out there who are taking 7 or 8 AP courses, are loading up on extracurricular activities, and we're making a quality versus quantity argument. You know, much better to focus on a few subjects that you feel passionately about, that you have, and much better to have, you know, to cultivate real intellectual vitality and engagement. And similarly around ethical engagement, that we're wanting kids, you know, doesn't have to be about creating a program in Costa Rica. It can be about meaningful engagement service in your community. You know, an unsafe park, an environmental challenge, sexting, you know, there are a variety of things. And it doesn't have to be just about individual service. I do think there is some distrust of college admissions and cynicism, but one of the things that I found, again, in this work with college admissions officers is that these are folks that are looking for great kids. They really are looking for kids that have real intellectual passion and ethical passion and are trying to do the right thing.
And they're looking for those kids, but not succeeding in finding the ones in low-income and disadvantaged neighborhoods and ethnically diverse communities. Why is that the case, and how would your changes affect that?
There are a lot of low-income working-class kids who are working to support their family, or they're taking care of a younger sibling, or they're taking care of a sick relative, and those are very substantial and demanding contributions. And those often aren't counted in the admissions process, and they're usually not counted because students don't know to report them, that they're important to report. So we're trying to make a strong and clear statement here that those contributions are very important, that we really need to do a better job of capturing the strengths and contributions of students across race, culture, and class.
Is the culture of a university like Harvard, and compare it with other institutions, is it more or less ready? If tomorrow I snap my fingers and, in fact, the student body was suddenly as diverse and as inclusive as you imagine this could possibly be if these changes were implemented?
So, I have very little involvement with undergrads at Harvard. I don't know a lot about the undergrad culture at Harvard. I will say that in general, and the data support this, that many of the very selective schools are hard for low-income kids. There is culture shock. There's lots of things that are alienating to them. They're not inclusive environments in the way that they could be. And I think there are good folks at these selective colleges who are trying to figure this out. You know, they're really high problems with college attrition in low-income among low-income kids. A lot of kids aren't staying in college. So figuring out these issues of really creating an environment that's inclusive and supportive across, you know, race, culture, class is critical.
Finally, you know, one of the problems that you identify in your report, and that is not unfamiliar to people listening, I'm sure, is that people try to game the system. So you're going to create a new system, people will try to game it. Period, the end. I mean, how do you keep ahead of that? I mean, that's a real chicken and egg proposition that, you know, you should go into a cave and secretly come up with some new paradigm that no one can game because it'll be a mystery, like the secret ingredient of Coke or something.
Well, I think you can do better about gaming. I mean, you can do better in the sense that you can, in recommendation forms. See, we have recommendations for changing recommendation forms. You know, asking recommenders to be very concrete and to give specific examples of ethical character. We are also asking students to get recommendations from people they provide services for. I mean, I think you can make systems harder to game, but the reality is that there are many students who will continue to game the system. And, you know, our hope is that what we're motivating them to do is going to be better than what they're currently doing.
Richard Weisberg, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Richard Weisberg is a professor at Harvard University's School of Education and co-author of the report Turning the Tide, Inspiring Concern for Others and the Common Good Through College Admissions.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.